9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Picture a pickup truck. What comes to mind? Maybe some of the classics. The Chevy C, perhaps.
I go around. The trucks you can depend on. The trucks that last.
I go around.
Chevy trucks.
Stand and arrow straight.
Or maybe one of the Ford F-Series trucks, now in their 14th generation.
Some trucks are good for only one thing, rough work. But you take a 67 Ford pickup, you're proud to take it anywhere. It's ready for anything, work or pleasure.
Okay, now picture an electric pickup. Looks about the same, right? Ford even makes an electric F-150 that looks just like its gas-powered models.
In the U.S., companies have been making trucks for over 100 years.
And the general look has remained pretty much the same. Tesla decided to break the mold. Tesla holds a strong grip on the EV market in the U.S. Last year, it accounted for about 55% of all battery-powered vehicles sold. The company has a market value of over $500 billion.
When the company started out on the design of its Cybertruck, Tesla's chief designer says CEO Elon Musk gave him very few guiding instructions. Musk wanted an electric pickup with good driving dynamics and a covered bed, and for it to, quote, feel like the future. If you ask the Journal's auto columnist, Dan Neal, he'll tell you, mission accomplished.
The Cybertruck was, in my whole decades of doing this job, is one of the few real new things that has ever come along.
Dan got to test drive Tesla's new electric pickup, and he says the Cybertruck's angular planes and steel body are showing us a glimpse of the future of the American EV truck, and perhaps EVs in general. From the Wall Street Journal, this is The Future of Everything. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg, and today we're talking about the Cybertruck.
Is it a spaceship? Is it a movie prop? Is it real?
The Cybertruck is definitely real, but is it also a sign of things to come for EV design? For trucks? For Tesla? When we come back, Dan Neal takes us behind the wheel.
The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
My colleague, Journal auto columnist Dan Neal, has been writing about automobiles for over 25 years. Dan, are you a car guy?
Yeah, I am a car guy. I started as a car child.
In order to understand what makes the Cybertruck so different from the trucks that have come before it, I asked Dan about the quintessential truck design. He took me all the way back to the covered wagon and a configuration known as the three-box design.
One thing that unites these designs over the decades and even the centuries is the general layout. The Conestoga wagon, the horses are out front. The driver sits in a cab elevated, looking out over the horses, directing the horses, and in the back is the open cab. The three-box design works, and it's become an aesthetic and a technical expectation for all buyers of pickups. And you mess with these formulas at your peril.
The Cybertruck is not your typical three-box design, with the engine out in front, followed by the cab, where the driver and passengers sit, and then the truck bed behind.
The shape of the Cybertruck is a prismatic thing. It's hard to break it apart in a way that conventional cab trucks can be. It'll never be anything but the Cybertruck. You can't take the back half and put a camper on it or something. It's always going to look like the Cybertruck. So in some ways, it's a kind of inflexible and dedicated, specific design.
The Cybertruck cuts a singular silhouette. It's a long silver rectangle with a scalene triangle sitting on top. You know, one of those triangles where the three sides are all different lengths. Anyway, there are no curved lines or bulging surfaces.
It makes me think of driving over rough terrain on Mars rather than hauling supplies in the American heartland. Dan says part of the reason the Cybertruck is different is because it can be different.
Well, one thing the Cybertruck does is it takes advantage of these inherent opportunities in electric design, one of which is the compartmentalization and the packaging of specific electronic components, such as inverters, batteries, motors, half shafts, powered axles. You can do a lot of things because the packaging space is on the order of half what it is for an internal combustion engine. The engine is not up front or in the back or underneath. It's actually hidden. There are two of them, or in some cases, three small electric motors to put out hundreds of horsepower apiece. That's one of the advantages of an electric vehicle, is that you can get an enormous amount of power and torque out of relatively small packages.
Earlier this year, Dan got to test drive the Cybertruck for 48 hours, the 2024 Tesla Cybertruck All-Wheel Drive Foundation Edition, to be exact. That's priced at $100,000. So we chatted about it, starting with its iconic casing, which until recently only came in an unpainted silver.
The thing is made out of the most amazing alloy steel, almost like a tool steel, almost like a drill bit steel. And it's on the outside of this thing.
Why bother making it out of this steel?
Here's the argument. A lot of outdoor pickup trucks are too fancy to go off-road because if you take them off-road, you'll get them scratched and then depreciation, and people don't want to make $1,200 a month payments on a truck that's worth half that. The Cybertruck, however, comes back and there's not a scratch on it. You could hit it with a million shopping carts and it would never ding.
Okay, take me inside the car, Dan. You open the door, you sit down, what do you see?
The interior of the Cybertruck shares with other Teslas its spare design ethos, spare to the point of airlessness. It's hyper, hyper hygienic. And like other Teslas, it has almost no physical switches or controls beyond the steering wheel and the rotary selectors on the wheel.
Oh, it's like a knob instead?
Yeah, it's two little knobs that go this way, that way, a mouse controller type thing on either. The turn signals are integrated into the steering wheel, which as a left-hander took me a moment to be aware of every single time I used it practically.
So what was it like to drive?
So you get it on the highway and the Cybertruck, it sits up tall. You have a lot of cameras to rely on. It's pretty easy on level ground to see out and down. It's not great at the rear quarter visibility, and it has a very little tiny, an adorable little rear view mirror, just the tiniest, most adorable thing, but it is bristling with cameras and bristling with sensors. And their argument is that you have better visibility with all the sensors and cameras and so forth than you would with a conventional truck using just line of sight. The suspension is very soft, very sophisticated, very synthetic. Because it has air springs with an adaptive suspension and it has a very high frequency loop to adjust the damping. And the tires themselves are giant and they're blown up to 51 PSI. It feels like a life raft. If you ever had a life raft or an inflatable raft, you know, that floaty inflatable feeling.
Yeah.
It's like that. And then it's dead quiet. The damn thing is dead quiet. Unbelievable.
No, I was going to ask you, like, what does it sound like? I have all these, like, right? Very muscular sounds in my head.
It won't make yummy engine sounds, if that's what you're thinking. It'll go, it won't go.
Yeah.
No, it won't go. It doesn't do that. Tesla doesn't play that.
Right. Because it's electric. So was the Cybertruck a good drive overall?
Yes. Oh, my God. It has a couple of very, very odd driving characteristics. One is the steering rack response is 180 degrees. So it turns one way this way. It turns one way this way, lock to lock, but it doesn't go over.
Oh, so it's like,
right?
You know how we turn like hand over hand when you're like, you're making a right, you do one hand over the next and you go almost the whole way around.
Right. And if you do that, you'll just go right into, you'll go into the ditch because this thing is like really twitchy. And the first 5 minutes of having all that steering gain with that little input was, that takes a little getting used to. It's very much like a go-kart.
Well, it's almost like Tesla wants us to physically change how we are inside of a car. I mean, the way I operate a steering wheel and the way I like click the blinker up and down. I mean, this is almost muscle memory.
You're so old. No, You've just got to change.
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to change, but Dan says the Cybertruck may be the vehicle of the future. But whose future is it? And what does that mean for Tesla and its competitors? We get into those questions after the break.
AI may be the most important new computer technology ever, but AI needs a lot of processing speed, and that gets expensive fast. Upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is the single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/wallstreet. Oracle.com/wallstreet.
All right, Dan. After delays and much anticipation, the Cybertruck hit the market late last November. How are people generally reacting to it?
People are completely flipped out by it. If you try and design a truck that doesn't look exactly like a truck, that's the conversation that will emerge. We know in our mind what a truck's supposed to be. Of course, the Cybertruck breaks that in every possible way, in a very deliberate and I would say insolent way. They wanted to kick sand in the face of the big bully on the beach.
No, but a lot of people have straight up called it ugly.
I know. This just goes to show how culturally determined this opinion is. You know, it's just the shock of the new. And overall, I would say that it is a luxury experience top to bottom. And if you want to be the center of attention, if attention is your thing, oh, man, this is your truck. The Cybertruck is a very aspirational product. That's what an EV pickup might be if it had no parents and all the money in the world.
Okay. If you're considering buying a Cybertruck, then what are you comparing it to?
There's only one real competitor, And that would be the Rivian.
Mm-hmm. So the Rivian R1T pickup truck starts at around $70,000. And then the Cybertruck can run you anywhere from $60,000 to $100,000, depending on the features. If I'm comparing these two, what am I going to get from a Rivian versus a Cybertruck?
It's Alpha and Omega, right? It's Apollonian and Dionysian. The thing about the Cybertruck is that it is Apollonian in the sense that it expects more of humans than humans are necessarily prepared to give. It has a rationality and a rectitude and an appropriateness that is beyond the ken of mortal men. Whereas the more Dionysian Rivian with the soft eyes, it has a humanistic vibe.
Okay, but more than just the vibe, the Rivian's range isn't the same as the Cybertruck. According to Tesla, the Cybertruck has a range of as much as 340 miles on a single charge. And then if you top up at a supercharger for 15 minutes, you get 136 miles more. And Rivian says their EV pickup has an estimated 270 miles of range. With the higher-end Rivian, that goes up to 315 miles. Why is there such a big difference?
The big problem is weight. They call it mass optimization. The point is that the Rivian, for all its technical achievements, gives up something in terms of its manufacturing, which translates to it's much heavier.
So if I were to summarize some of your big takeaways, the Cybertruck gets some high marks for engineering and drive, and it's the boy to beat in terms of other EV pickups. But you're also making it sound like kind of a showpiece. What does that mean for the future of electric truck design?
The Cybertruck is what you would call, in other companies and other parts of the industry, a halo product. It is the most expensive, most extreme, most desirable, most aspirational, most out there version of a look and a technology that could come down to a more mainstream mass market solution. For example, when I look at the Cybertruck, I see trouble for domestic automakers because it does a lot of things that they will never do. And it does it in a very, very cool way. They also speak to younger consumers in a way that Detroit, they're just not speaking to them in that love language, if you will. I think the Cybertruck moves the ball on design in a way that we hadn't really seen in 50 years. It moves the ball on technology as a piece and apart from the cars. It has a marketing promotion value that is incalculable, I think is the word.
How might we see the influence of the Cybertruck's design in future EVs?
The Cybertruck broke a mold. I think you can expect more unorthodox shapes. visually unorthodox in and provocative designs in a segment that is traditional and slow to move, slow to adopt new things. It was such an earthquake visually that it opens the opportunity for a lot more fun things.
The Future of Everything is a production of The Wall Street Journal. This episode was produced by me, Charlotte Gartenberg. Thanks for listening.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.